Have a seat. Come on, sit down a minute. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I'll get out there and look at it in a few minutes.
I'll tell you.
Here's that medicine thing.
Oh.
How much was it? And how much was it? I gotta owe you some more. How much was it for my horses?
Oh, you mean? Let me see. I don't know. You mean for the shot?
Yeah. This here, now this is for that medicine that you got, but you know.
That I got it to stop me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it wasn't.
That's what I got out of it. So don't worry about it.
Premature arrival in the tower, 86 of the high intensity all day up, low night low,
That's why I see that. It looked that way. I wasn't out there.
Oh, that's that old, it's this old study company, that ain't any kind of. That's just got a little fertilizer on it and go fast.
Right?
A little tonic. Tonic. Have some tonic.
We just passed your place and I saw you in. Oh, you almost be inside here.
The traffic sort of got me. I got so tired of that traffic. You ever get tired of traffic?
Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. I just got disgusted this evening and just closed up shop. Wasn't nothing to do, and everybody wanted something for nothing, and I just left.
I have seen that. It seems like you run into that every night.
Yeah.
You come up and walk and get all your profits.
Yeah, just something for nothing. And what you do, some little old fool thing, and then I just can't stand.
The last person we had, they had several bunch of peaches in
there. That's right, I bought a bushel of peaches.
Trey is dead peaches.
Real nice peaches.
Yeah. Georgia?
Yeah.
You mean they've already come in up there?
Oh, yeah, they're right. They're real good.
We used to pass through Georgia once, 5 years. Tried to get through there in the peach time. That's for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank brought a bag in here someplace.
I'll give you some.
We just got in and things going around, can't see and find anything.
I want a bag like a lot of snow. I want a big bag to get your bucket. To live there.
And stuff that is good. Turn the light on. It won't heat you up, but. Got my flip glasses back again. They've been busting. These is wide up there, and I'll put them on or something. They've been busting.
Uh-huh.
And that's the most Texan I've had. You see, if you want to see like that, you can't. You need to get a little Texan, you can get it. And I haven't been wearing them 6 months, and I'm about to go blind. Oh, that's Texan. You see, you flip it up if you don't want it.
Yeah, if you get in a close place where you can't see, or you can flip it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times you just don't need it. They're going up $1. The last ones I paid $2.95, and they started $3.95.
God.
You see, there's no reason for that.
No. It don't cost any more to make them now than it did.
It don't cost anything to make them.
No. Just like brake shoes for an automobile. In the past 2 months, guy, they went from $376 I paid for the last set about 2 months ago. I bought a set the other day. With $8.23. That's how much automotive parts has went up in the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Quit, Frank. It's just everything just going out of sight. And motor oil went from $9.42 a case up to $11.84.
Gee, well, that's gonna make a difference, ain't it?
Yes, gonna make a difference.
Lord. everything the same way. I went through the grocery store behind the lady this afternoon, A&P, lady I happen to know, and she had company. She got a big family, about as big as yours, and then she got company. She bought her a bottle of pop to everybody so they couldn't quarrel over it. It was one of these great big bottles of pop.
Yeah?
One piece. And that thing was full. That thing was full, all that carriage.
Yeah?
I just was wondering how much was going on. So they let her off light, $29.90. But that's a good bit right at one throw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw Helen go to the grocery store and they get through adding up, the tag would be between $50 and $60.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I have yet to see that.
Well, she's done it. Well, from last Friday evening until last night, Helen spent $145.
For what, Chicken?
She bought groceries, she paid the light bill, and she bought her a dress, and she bought a gift for one of the graduating girls, and she bought her and Laura some hose.
Put that out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She bought her and Laura some hose. What else you buy, Frank?
I don't know, I wasn't home. That's
going fast.
Joking.
Okay, what is it for? It's still going fast.
That's going too fast. Then I had to eat scrambled eggs for supper night before last.
Well,
you'd be surprised. Just the two of us, I spend about...
That's all right, Faye.
I spend about $100, or about $90 a month. Listen to me. Oh, I don't know how much I spend, but it's terrible. It's just the groceries.
Yeah, yeah. But I can understand where there's two of you. Now, you see, it doesn't cost but very little more power to prepare a meal for my family than it does to prepare a meal for you fellas. That is, in the utility standpoint.
Yeah.
Very little more. And just the two of you, I can see when with just me and Helen, we went all out. I mean, we could have conserved and saved.
We I'm hoping to get the other barrel filled up for us.
Okay. Is the keys in the Falcon?
I don't know.
Here.
Yeah, if it's just two, you don't try to economize so much.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe there's more waste. You throw way more when there's a small, just two,
yeah,
three.
Yeah, I do. Now see Helen, she don't throw away nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. I may go home tonight and have soup from leftovers for the past 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That's right. And she teaches them girls to put stuff back in the refrigerator and cover it up. Save it. But we have to. I mean, if we just went all out every meal to prepare, just go to the cupboard and prepare all out a meal every 3 times a day, I just couldn't afford it. I just couldn't buy it.
I couldn't.
You couldn't make it, could you?
No.
When these prices first started going up for the first time, I just thought he got sick at my stomach. I really did. And then I just had to realize that you just had to have something to eat.
Well, we went up on our labor there at the shop. We just had to. Okay, we just couldn't make ends meet.
Oh. can imagine it.
Everything else went up.
Oh, you know it's nice to sit down at 9:30. Now, I can sit down for a little while now, and I don't feel like I got to get up and run doing things. But if nobody's here, I more than likely I have to get up and run.
Well, I just hope I can make it through the month of June now.
Well, can you see your way?
I've got a dim view of it, you know. If I can just stay able to work, if I just don't get sick and can stay able to work. I wouldn't care if I'd shut the doors on that station and I've had it made. I think Helen's check would buy a few groceries. Laura's going to work Monday. $1.80 an hour.
That's more than you make.
Yeah, that's what I told her today.
That's just not right when the children start out making more than the old man makes.
Frank, he could be working every day, but he's not able to. He can't stand it. He just can't stand to go out there with them niggers and keep up with them in the watermelon field. He can't do it. Frank's healthy. But he still, that polio that he had when he was 6 months old still affects him.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to get out there and hurt himself and be broke down all his life. I just don't want that.
Yeah, you'd like for him to be out there.
He can be there at the station with me and he can pick up some extra money by him being there.
Well, he took care of me the other day. I went and told him I needed a lubricating.
Yeah. He knows how.
He did. Checks tires.
Check transmission. Brake fluid.
Yeah.
Motor oil. Radiator. Checks it all over.
He might do that better than some of the old hands, because he's fresher.
Professionals, yeah.
Well, is that going to hold Laura down? Why, she's going to keep her pretty busy?
Yeah, going to keep her pretty busy. Be 5 days a week, from 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
At $1.80 an hour to start with.
Yeah.
At Lockwood General.
Oh, she'll learn all that, won't she?
Sure. Then by her working this summer, it will give her a credit toward her career in nursing.
How about that?
Sure will. She, in other words, she's building up credits for her degree every day she works there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to look forward to. And this summer may save her 6 months schooling. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, it'll give her a good toehold.
That's right. It will give her, she will have to decide whether she does or whether she don't want to do that.
It'll give her more experience than she's ever had.
That's right. It sure will. And it'll give her more experience than she'll get when she starts looking in them books, too.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I imagine she already knows pretty well what she wants to do. She's seen that much.
Well, how's the cows and the millet getting along?
It was getting so high, I put them in down there and kept them in there 3 or 4 days. And when I actually went down there to look, there's less than it seems to be. It's so scattered. And there's whole sections in there that somehow the seed didn't even come up. It's just like I had missed it or something. I didn't miss putting out seed in there. Well, anyhow, they got the top off of it, and I was going to tell you to put your horses in and let them stay there too, if you want to.
What's that? Back over here in this thing?
Yeah. They've got
to. They'll have to stay a week because all they'll do is just mash it.
Yeah, the cows are getting so they were wasting it.
Yeah.
And so I let them stay in there several days in a row, and they just wasted it. And they never came out of it. They never come out over here and eat
grass.
Grass. Stay I never did see them over there eating grass. They can be wasteful.
Oh, yeah.
This grass over here is pretty tender now, isn't it?
Yeah, down where my horse is
now.
Yeah.
On up this end is better than down yonder.
Yeah.
But he's fertilized it.
I don't know if they that'll hold them. They're not. The only thing about the cows is, you know, they give them milk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good grass now.
Yeah, they're doing all right down there. Heck, I think we should keep the cows on that as much as possible on account of growing them calves out.
Well, I took them off a couple of days and put them in the backpack. Oh, I wish we had Well, I started to say something to spread with, but this dolomite line, you can't afford to do that. Too much hauling about it. If you can't buy it, you don't save anything much for doing it yourself.
No.
No.
You know, I opened my mouth and stuck my foot in it again the other day.
Is that right?
I sure did. Last Sunday night, a week ago, telephone rang. I answered it. It's Alan Pong. He said, that big steer that I've been telling you about, I've got him stressed out in the back of my truck in quarters. I said, you have? Yeah, and he said, I ain't got no place to put him. I said, well, let me hang up and see if I can find you a place to put him. Okay, he's probably sitting here waiting for a phone call. I made 3 phone calls, and the third time I got a man that had a cooler. Okay, I goes up and I make arrangements for him to put that big steer in the cooler, you know. Get in my truck and I go help him to get him out of his truck, into my truck, because he had everything else in his truck, you know. The rest of the steer, he had the rest of him in his truck, and he wanted to save that for evidence because somebody had shot him, see. Okay. Go out there and bring him in. Take him out the other side of Hawthorne. Just strain my guts out, hanging up them big quarters of meat, you know. The man said, waited. At 461 pounds of meat. 461 pounds now. Then four quarters weighed that. Over 100 pounds apiece. And a little old fellow like me toting 100 pounds of flimsy meat, you know. You can imagine how that looked. And he said, I charged 7 cents a pound for cutting and wrapping it in advance. Alvin had one $10 bill in his pocket.
Don't charge the rest.
I dig down in my pocket, I pay the rest. He says, now when we get this cut and wrapped, he said, I'll stop by your house and leave a quarter of it. I said, all right. I said, that'll be all right. I ain't saw him yet. That's been 2 weeks ago. I know he's picked up the meat. Just can't win. There just ain't no way.
No. Gotta keep your hand in your pocket. You gotta keep your own hand in your pocket.
You got to keep my mouth shut and my foot in my shoes.
Well, now you and Clyde's a good influence.
Yes, sir.
When that Postal Service man come in yesterday with that package for $30-odd.
$35.59.
He said, what line did he?
You know, he said, we ain't got the money. He said he knew it was to come and let him pay. He should have left the money to took it up.
Well, if anything gone wrong, you see, and he hadn't wanted it, or there'd been some mistake, it's your money.
Yeah, my money's been down the drain. I done bought something I couldn't eat. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be done bought something I couldn't eat. But you know, since I got him, since he moved his desk and everything out, he moved it out last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Moved his desk out. I moved mine back here, just not quite back as far as his and was, you know. And it makes it look better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it look better. And Laura was over there with me all day today, and she got my book work all just about caught up and everything, and we know where we're at. But before, I mean, she couldn't go in there and work because he was in and out and everything. And now I mean, she can get back there in the corner, and we don't bother. We never go back there. She can sit back there in the corner and...
Change. Yeah.
Keep everything worked up. And I'm going to have my telephone moved back there. Get it. It's too handy where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's too
yes,
handy.
It is.
It's right there on the doorpost, see?
Yeah.
And it's just too handy.
Way under.
So I'm going to have it moved back there on the back. Back where his is.
Yes, it's too handy.
I'd be afraid that somebody make long distance calls on it, things like that.
See, I've got no number posted on the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's no number at all on the telephone. Where it's supposed to be, that's just, I've got a white blank here, that's all there is.
Well, you're all around. And not like that. Well, I guess it could. Cookie, do you remember those two? You tell it. Yeah, I want to get it the way it appeared to you. I told Faye the way it appeared to me. And I put words in your mouth, you see. When those two nigger women came in there and asked for the key.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, they came in there. They said, keys to the bathroom. I said, that's her leg. And she said, I want the key to the bathroom. I said, it's laying right there. Pick it up. I had nothing to ask her about. God, she wanted me to go and lock a door for her. But it didn't. But they went in the bathroom.
Now, he didn't say all that, but it was in his voice, Faye.
I was ready to say it. If they'd asked me one more time, I would have.
You didn't need to say it. It was already obvious.
And they used the bathroom. It stole my soap. A whole bar of Ivory soap.
Well, now look, Faye, in the meantime, they walked on out. Went down the street, and they wasn't even in a car, you see.
Oh.
No, they weren't in a car.
And the next day, I lectured Cookie. I said, now, you can't, you just gotta keep the pulse down. See, all this, the world is going to pieces, you see, and you can't. You just gotta keep your mouth shut. If they want to come up here and use your washroom. And then he told me what they'd done.
They sold all my towels, all my tissue paper. They cleaned my bathroom out. And then didn't flush the commode.
I didn't even see the bag. You suppose they'd gone around doing that?
Evidently.
They wouldn't just pick you.
No. But they was walking.
Well, you can't make a rule that you got to be in a car.
No. You can't, and you can't say no, you can't use my restroom. You can't do it.
So when Clyde got back, I was telling him, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And he let me go. And then he picked it right up. Tell him about it.
What's Clyde do?
Oh, had Clyde done so much? I can't remember.
He said they used to go in his place there and turn on the water.
Yeah, and they did. And they left it run. Just about the size of a match stem, you know. Didn't shut it off. They leave it run. And run one weekend. And that weekend, his water bill, instead of being $5.40 like it's normally, it was about $11.40. And he jumped about 10 foot in the air. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they'd go in there, and when they got through, they'd turn on that water fade and then lock the door and bring the key back.
Yeah, and say nothing about it. And the bathroom that I got right off the office there, I got a sign on it, office.
Yeah.
And as long as I keep that door shut and there's a sign up for office and a nigger walks in and wants to use the bathroom, I can steer him back in the back one, and there ain't a thing they can do. Because I've got it posted up for office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with the back one, huh?
Nothing at all. It's just a little bit out of the way.
Oh, man.
I keep that one there in, off the office. I try to keep it decent enough for any woman, any white woman, to go in there. And whether just one woman walks up and wants to use the bathroom, I tell them to go in the office, in there, and use the inside.
Right.
If you was to walk up and want to use the bathroom, I'd steer you in the office. Because it's just too people are too nasty.
But you
and
have to do all these things, isn't it? Too bad that you have to do them that way.
And you cannot clean a bathroom after everybody
No.
Everybody, you just can't do it. That's all you get done.
Yeah. They use the bathroom and then nasty it up.
That's right. They do it all the time. And a nigger, Lord have mercy. There's no, they're worse than hogs. They're worse than hogs. I'm not joking you.
So many things to think of when you're in that business.
This Sunday, you all having homecoming?
Yeah. All day, dinner on the ground. And you fellas have got an extended invitation.
That'll be something, won't it?
Yes, sir. It'll be something nice. I'll have my PA system out and hooked up, and everybody can hear.
I just might go and I take something.
Everybody, Reverend Drew said you first was had
a
invitation. That's right. He'll have Sunday school and church, and then after following church services, while they'll spread the dinner out and just eat as long as they can hold it. And you better believe when that bunch brings on some food, they got some food out there. And it'll be the dedication of their new shelter that they built for their picnics. Somebody donated the whole thing if they'd put it up. They don't know who it is. But it's about 40 feet long or 50 and about 14 feet wide. A shed just like you've got out here, open. And they're going to have lights and everything. And when it's completed, they'll have lights and tables and everything in there. And they're going to build permanent cement tables so they won't be abused and tore up.
Sure. Yeah. The billy goats will run over them. And
yeah.
The dog's guard.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy this little intermission, Trey. This is nice.
You have to get up and run around everywhere.
Then the 6th of September, the Todds, Mrs. Todd, they are having their family reunion. And they have took the Cook family in as part of their family.
Yeah.
Since Helen has stood by them in all of their troubles in the past 3 years. You see, they depended on Helen to do it all. Mm-hmm. And she had to go Monday and sing at that funeral.
Down to Orlando?
Down to D-Land.
Oh.
She had to sing 2 songs. Well, she done it all. I mean, she was the only one to sing.
You know, that's a great help to have somebody like that. call. Oh, it is.
Let me tell you, it ain't everybody can get up at the funeral and sing.
No, that's hard to do.
I've sung at a many funeral.
Hard to do, I imagine.
And it ain't everybody can get up there. I don't know, it just digs a little bit deeper than I like to be dug in.
Yeah. That's right.
Of course, if they was to ask me to now, I'd do my best. I would. I'd do my best. I wouldn't say. I wouldn't renege.
What Frank say? You had you come out of somewhere and the you've been putting up the PA system and got in the road and the. The patrolman took out after you, and you had an explosion. Now that was my understanding of what he said, Cookie. So now you just let's see if that fits anything, any experience you've had. That was in your pickup truck.
Yeah. Got out the highway 301. And started down Highway 301. It wasn't a highway patrolman. We got down Highway 301 about halfway, and it just bloomed, and the smoke boiled out. I said, uh-oh, there goes the timing gear, and sure enough, it was. So Laura was right behind me, and I said, come on, Laura, get on it. I said, we'll take it home. He said, she said, you got anything there in it that you can leave? I said, leave at your foot. You're going to take it home. I said, get around in front of it. I took a chain out. I had one in my truck. I'm hooked on the truck and the Dodge, and we went home. So I'm waiting on a new motor now for it.
Well, out of the class. And she was right there for trailing you.
Yeah. Luck was with me.
You didn't have to flag anybody down or walk them.
No.
The next telephone.
But I want you to know now, it was a Boughton lesson for her. But that little accident she had done her more good.
Sometimes yeah. It does.
Now let me tell you, that has woke that child up.
Well, what? I don't know a thing about it. Where did it happen all?
Right in front of the Hillcrest Cemetery on Hawthorne Road. This lady, we knew her. She used to run a dry cleaning plant in Gainesville, Thompson. I think it was the Royal Cleaners back in there in the near section in Gainesville.
Oh, I know her.
Florence Thompson.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great big.
I used to go there for several years, so.
Yeah, now that's the woman that pulled out in front of Laura. Okay, she'd been out at the cemetery putting flowers on her husband's grave. And it had been raining. And she was coming out. She said, I looked to the right, I didn't see nothing. I looked to the left, and I didn't see nothing. And she said, I just pulled right on out. I didn't look no more. That's what she told the highway patrolman. He said, well, Miss Thompson, you know, I'm going to have to give you a citation for causing an accident. She said, that's right. She said, I caused it. I'll take all the blame. She said, don't blame that little girl for nothing. She said, she had nothing else to do but to hit me. Well, her insurance company was very, very nice. Very nice. They came down and looked at the car. Gosh, he said, that was a good automobile, wasn't it? And I said, it sure was. He said, how much money did you give for it? And I said, I'm not going to tell you that. He said, how much would you take and settle? I mean, just forget about the car. And keep it. He said, you can fix it up with a little time. I said, well, I've been offered $250 for it. He said, well, I can't pay that. He said, I'll give you 150. I said, no, I won't take 150. And he said, well, he said, let me study about it for a few days. He said, I'll call you the day after tomorrow. Well, he called me. That was on a Wednesday, and he called me on Friday morning. He said, I'm coming back over and look at that car and see if we can't get together. I said, come on, it's still sitting here. He came over. And I said, Mr. Cook, he said, you seem to be a reasonable man. He said, you've got a wonderful family and a wonderful daughter. He said, I'll have to admire her for her intelligence. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. He said, now I've got the okay on $175 for that car. And you keep it. He said, I don't want it. He said, you keep it. Well, that was giving me about $150 clear money. And still got the car. I said, well, I'm gonna settle with you. I said, I'll settle with you for $175. Now, I said, that will relieve me of all liabilities, right? In this accident, he said, yes, sir. He said, when you sign this paper, he said, you are relieved of all liabilities. Now, he said, I've got to get your wife and daughter to sign another release. I said, no, they won't sign it. He said, you don't think they'll sign it? I said, I know they won't sign it because I told them not to. He said, you got a pretty good head on you. He said, when do you think they will sign it? I said, I don't know. I have no idea when they'll sign it. They haven't signed it yet. But by me going ahead and settling with him and signing the papers, that released me of all liabilities. In other words, I'm free now. They can't come back on me and sue me. They can sue me, but they can't make it stick because the insurance company has assumed the responsibility of all the liabilities that would occur thereafter. And the reason I done it, I didn't know it till I called Charles Debo. My insurance had expired the 17th of last month.
Oh,
so right quick, I settled that thing. I reinstated my insurance. And they automatically, the next day after I reinstated it, came down and told me that my insurance premium would automatically go up $83 a year.
On account of that accident?
On account of that accident.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
I know it.
She wasn't cited.
Any, since January 1st, legislature passed a bill to that effect that any accident, any people involved in an accident, that their insurance would automatically go up on that, they would have to have that special form filled out and sent in.
Is that right?
That's right.
Whether you
were in fault or not. Whether you were in fault or not.
Whether you ran into him or he ran into you.
That's right. But they did lift one thing that I think is a good idea. I mean, I really believe it's good. If they hadn't passed this bill, this law, by law, running into the back end of this car, they would have charged her with the damages, see? Mm-hmm. Regardless of, even if Miss Thompson had been in fault, they would have charged Laura with the damages, and to give her a citation for not having her vehicle under control. Well, they didn't even give Laura enough. They didn't even mark her license. But they sure marked Miss Thompson's and give her a citation, and that'll cost her $50 for causing an accident. But I got her. I reinstated it after I found out. I'd forgot about it.
Was anybody in the car? Was
wrong? Yeah, there was Helen and two other girls. Mm-hmm. And the two other girls got hurt. One's still going back to the doctor. So that's just why old Cookie took $175 from the old Pontiac and signed that release of all liabilities. And you'd have done the same thing too, wouldn't you, guy?
You slipped out of that, didn't you?
I slipped out of that, and I seen it was time to do something.
Well, at least you didn't appear too anxious there.
I kept putting him off, you know what I mean. If I'd appeared anxious, he'd have knew there's a buck in the woodpile and he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. But after he come on back and bragged on you a little bit, that was an opportunity to go ahead and play ball with him.
Play ball and give him three strikes. And I did.
I guess Ms. Thompson takes care of the people that are hurt.
Her insurance company does, yeah. If I hadn't signed that that paper, see, and they'd have found out about it.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
I'd have been hanging over me for a long time, and they'd have got my license.
Boy, that was a close call. No wonder you were scouting around pretty fast there for a week.
By golly, I done some talking. I went to see some people. That's why I wasn't down here no more than I was. I run in to see about the horses, and then I was gone.
I tell you, you can't let that insurance lapse and drive in the car.
You
have to pay extra for Laura since she's under 21?
No, it doesn't cost me no more. No extra for Laura.
Is that right?
No, but whenever Frank starts driving, do you know what that's going to cost me? An extra a year? A $100 bill.
How's that?
He's a boy and he's under 20, under 25.
It doesn't matter if it's a girl?
It doesn't, no. That's something I can't figure out. A girl can get insurance, and it doesn't cost her nothing extra.
Mm-hmm. Well, we learn things, Jeff. Cookie can keep up things with us.
I didn't realize that.
That's right.
Girls are just more reliable.
They are. And after that accident, even insurance or no insurance, I had a 10-day waiting period there that I didn't have no coverage at all.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, I think I'd have been tempted to walk everywhere.
I tell you what, now them kids done a lot of walking, and Helen done a lot of walking. Them cars sit still most of the time.
Cookie, that's West Road in Lansing County, that Hawthorne Road.
It is, no doubt.
See, it's an old road. It's narrow. It's really a slow speed road.
Yeah.
And the traffic is just so heavy. It's so heavy.
Well, they're going four lane. It's in the wind now. They didn't talk to me about the front of my property there for a four lane.
You could turn over on one of those roads that doesn't have any sides.
They offer that as much as I can.
I've got no
other.
Not so
much you. You see, you are pretty conditioned to those things. You see, but children are more, they got too much confidence, you see. They're not suspicious. They're not watching all the time.
That's right.
You see, when I'm driving, I'm watching fore and aft.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the back as much as I am the front.
I do too.
If anybody comes behind me, I can get out of the way.
Yeah, I pull off the road lots of times and let people go on and get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just to get them out of my way.
Just get out of the way. Don't want them trailing me.
Yeah, because they'll be right up too close.
Well, sir, that was thin ice. That was too close for comfort.
You ain't a joking.
And then you got to go on and just calm and like nothing happened down there.
Yeah. I still got to carry on my business and meet people with a smile.
Yeah.
Then when you get off from work, well, there ain't no smile left.
When you go down there and get talking, you talk about what everybody else is interested in. You don't talk about your what you interested in.
You don't dare mention your troubles. Because you don't know who might drive up and be a spying on you.
Yeah.
That's the trouble with the world today. I had 3 FBIs in my station the other day, and I didn't know them from Adam's house cat. I didn't know they was FBIs. But they arrested a cold black nigger right there on the floor. I mean, right standing in front of my cash register right now. They sure did. He walked in. He's a good-looking nigger.
Yeah.
But boy, they arrested him right now. Oh, there have been lots of them arrested right there in my place of business.
You're on there. Where you catch it?
See, by me installing them tape players, I catch them all. See, there's been a lot of them stolen right there. Them tape players. There's one stole right there beside my station, broad open daylight. In a period of about 15 minutes. And I had to buy another one and put it in the girl's car. Buy it out of my pocket. I sure did.
You mean they stole it right out from under your nose?
Right out from under my nose. Had I done installed it. And they took that tape deck out of there. And left the wires hanging.
And locked the door back.
And locked the door back and was gone, and I didn't know it.
Not all fair profit.
No, sir. That was $33 down the drain. That's more money than I made in 2 days that week.
God. And you had nothing to cover it.
I got $50 deductible. Anything over $50, well, they'd have paid for it. But I had to pay the first 50. Well, it didn't cost me but 33.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right there. All he's trying to do, see, is just pay his grocery bill. And just meet some of his bills down there. He ain't trying to get rich or beat anybody or anything. Mm. Everything's above board. And look at that. Look at that.
Mm. And to beat it all, I'm going to tell you why I tell you what people will do. People will pull right up there beside my gas pump. Get out of their car, lock it up, and go off. Right beside the gas pumps.
One girl did yesterday.
Why? Cookie.
They done that yesterday, And Frank and Clyde got in this little old car and they pushed it back across the street in the no parking zone and left it set there.
I never heard of anything like that. I'd be afraid, scared to death to put my car somewhere like that.
Other people ain't afraid to. Why, we're constantly running them off. They'll pull right up on an angle right there and block all both driveways.
You can't get off your,
I can't get off the rack. You can't get out of the bay. You can't get through the above the gas pumps. You can't get through below them without backing up and pulling and jockeying around there and trying to get out. Why, people, just one car will do that.
Yes.
It takes one car to pull up there on an angle. We'll block everything. Put me completely out of commission. And they'll do it.
Because you've always got a half dozen cars already sort of lined up there.
That's right. Our regular, work that we get, like we line up of a morning for the day, we got to keep the cars. We got to have some place to put them. Don't sound reasonable, but boy, they'll do it.
Now, you never run into that much interference before.
Nuh-uh.
Nowhere else.
Nowhere I've ever been.
That stand there is first rate, and they'll pay cash. You can collect for what you do.
Yeah.
But you still...
run into an aggravation.
Them slickers. Slickers?
Yeah. Mm. They're really slick.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, this is...
How much was my horse, isn't it?
Well, he charged $5 a horse. And I felt so responsible for that. So, and he charged us for the two trips, $10 a trip. But I feel responsible
okay.
for that. Now, look, this was only $11. I mean, this was only $9. See? Now this is, see this was the, it was $70, 70 cents for the 16 shot, and I had, you shot my two there, and then you gave my, so this was just $9, so that's
okay.
$6 on this, see that's, it's $5 a horse, and you, this takes care of the stockman's medicine that you took,
yeah,
and then if you want, and then, $6 on. That would be 20.
Now that's Channel 2 over. That's the end of Channel 2 over. Now this visit we weren't expecting. Pleased that Cookie came up. He came up and been here a long time. And we found out why. He's had too many ups and downs, adversities, and too much suspense. This is the end of Channel 1. Channel 2 over. This is Thursday, 11th of June, 1970. Now, this is continued on the next reel. And this is towards the end of Channel 2 over. The end of Channel 2 over, this visit with Cookie and Franklin. About supper time, we were sitting at the table, and Faye never could. We talked so much, and she didn't have a chance to cook and put anything on the table. This Thursday, the 11th of June, 1970.